Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast, hosted by Dr. Becca Tagg. We support clinicians who have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, looking to strengthen their practice to better serve their clients, employees, and themselves.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Becca Tagg, and today is session 62. Today, I want to talk about something that often makes people uncomfortable, and so we often avoid talking about it, and it's failure, or things that don't go the way we had hoped, and not in a good way, right? Because when I say that things didn't go the way I had hoped, it could have gone better than I had hoped, but I'm talking about the times that things don't go as well as we had hoped or planned. And I want to talk about this because it's important. It's important because when we're doing things that could go well or not well, it means we're doing something different. We're doing something new, and that takes a lot of courage. And if we think about it from a behavior analytic point of view, if I do something new and it goes really well, I'm potentially that behavior is being reinforced. I'm going to do it more often in the future. But if I do something that didn't go well, I may feel punished and I may not do new things again in the future. And we need new stuff, right? If we all do the same thing all the time, things don't advance. And through advancement is growth and change. And those are really important things. It is sort of the end of March or end of April. And Facebook reminded me that 2 years ago, I did something that failed. And I wanted to talk about it. I noticed that there was a lack of educational opportunities here in our local community for individuals with autism. And I thought, well, gosh, we'll start a private school. It's obvious that people really want this and they need this. And so we secured a building and went through the process to become a private school in the state of North Carolina and purchase curriculums and talk to teachers. And, you know, I was like, gosh, there's so much interest. This is going to go great. And it didn't. I picked a location that was between two towns, thinking that that would open up attendance to both of the towns. And we helped secure grants and scholarships to help people offset the cost. And everybody said they were super interested and super yes, 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 right? When we're doing kind of the market research piece. But when it came down to time, it didn't work. The people that initially felt like this, you know, the drive, you know, it's like 30 minutes, that wouldn't be a big deal. You know, an application, it ended up being a big deal. And when, you know, we really looked at it, people were uncomfortable and unhappy with their current educational options. And the response effort was too great to complete the grant paperwork or the scholarship paperwork or, you know, again, to make the trip to the school every day. And it didn't work. Failed. And we were in the lease for a year. So we had to continue to pay, you know, the couple thousand dollars a month for the building that sat empty. And, you know, we had purchased materials and some we could use at the clinic, but some we couldn't. And we had set up this nonprofit, was the separate entity for the school. And of course, there's a cost associated with all of those things. It didn't work yet, right? The power of yet. And I felt really crappy about it. I thought, man, we wasted this money. I wasted this time. I was mad and disappointed that people who said they needed this didn't end up using it. And I didn't want to talk about it. And I didn't want to think about it. Although I often thought about it all the time, right? And isn't it funny how we do that? This is so uncomfortable. I don't want to think about it. And then I find myself thinking about it all the time. It's like when you have a bruise and you push that bruise, you know it's going to hurt, but we also still do it. And so we closed the school. You know, we at the end of the year, we, you know, didn't renew the lease of the building. We got a storage unit to put a bunch of the materials in. And that was that. And I think for a while, I thought that meant I was going to fail overall, or, you know, really wasn't sure how to integrate this event into sort of conceptualizing myself as a business owner or a clinician or whatever else. And I think this is just one example of a time I tried things and it didn't work out. And that's okay. And I don't have to be embarrassed about it or hide it. You know, it's kind of the parallel process of, I think I've shared before, actually I'm confident I have, that I dropped out of high school. And when I went to undergrad, I thought everybody's going to know I have my GED instead of high school diploma, and this is going to be terrible. And people are going to find out, and they're going to kick me out, or everyone's going to know I snuck in here somehow through a loophole. Nobody cared. I'm sure nobody even knew. And those that did know didn't matter. And then when I got to graduate school, I thought, oh my gosh, everybody's going to know I dropped out of high school, or that I have sort of a colorful history, right? And it didn't really matter. I didn't share it from the rooftops, partially because I was embarrassed. And I thought that it meant I was defective or wrong, or that I didn't deserve to be there. And that's not true. I call those the stories we tell ourselves, right? There's these stories we tell ourselves in our mind that we think are real and true and accurate, and they're not. And the more we say them, the more we start to think that they are real or that they are true, right? So it's like speaking something into being. When I say that I'm not smart enough to be here, the more I say that to myself, the more I'm liable to start believing it. We can learn anything, right? Repeated exposure and practice, we can really make some behaviors become fluent or mastered. So we got to be really careful about what behaviors we want to become fluent or mastered. And if you notice yourself doing things that you don't want to be fluent or have mastered as part of your repertoire, change them, right? As behavior analysts, we're kind of awesome at that. And so I kept telling myself, you know, people are going to find out. This kind of connects to imposter syndrome a little bit, right? And for me, there were all of these perceived failures that I used as supporting evidence about why I didn't deserve to be where I was, or why I should or could be removed from, you know, a graduate cohort or licensure or being a doctor. How can you be a doctor if you dropped out? Well, the same way anyone else becomes a doctor. You get back on that horse, right? You take your GED, then you go to undergrad, then you go to grad school, then you do all of your practica and your dissertation, and you collect your pre-doc and your post-doc hours, and then you take your licensure exam. I mean, the same damn way anybody else becomes a doctor. Or how do you become a BCBA if I have XYZ in my history? Well, the same daggone way anybody else does. You may have a little bit more work to do in the beginning, but those aren't failures of being. They're maybe setbacks or barriers, but that doesn't mean that you're stuck where you were. Right? You can continue on towards a goal despite failures or things that didn't go as you had expected. And actually, we learn so much during those failure moments. Like when I think back about having dropped out, I don't know that I would change that anymore. You know, that used to be a really big regret. Regret is such a heavy word. That used to be such a big regret. Then I would, if I had just done X, I wouldn't have gone through that. And if I hadn't gone through that, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have the insight or perspective or experience that I have today that helps me help others. So I specialize in my clinical practice as a psychologist, doing, you know, maternal mental health, and kind of executive coaching, right? So working with other business owners or other high performing individuals, because that shit is stressful. And the reason I'm drawn to do that is because of my own experience of doing similar work. And the reason I'm drawn and did extra training in maternal mental health is because I experienced infertility issues and miscarriage and became passionate about that population and helping them be better, feel better, because that didn't totally exist when I needed it. And, you know, for the business owner piece, that would have been great if I had had that when I was starting out, right? And I didn't. So I created the Business Builders Facebook group and this podcast, right, as an attempt to do better and help others and be what I wish existed or what I needed when I was in those places and didn't. I wouldn't have that passion. Or speaking on burnout. Gosh, that's because I burned out. Had I not gone through that, I wouldn't feel so passionate and motivated to help spread those messages. Or anxiety. Gosh, I've always been fairly anxious, right? And I wouldn't be motivated to do better and help support individuals with anxiety in my clinical practice had I not experienced those things that could be seen as failures. But they're not. They're moments when I got clarity about what I want to do, right? So yeah, it sucks to have gone through all those things. And I've gained a different depth of knowledge, a different perspective, and come out on the other side motivated to help others navigate a path that I navigated. Hopefully more smoothly than I did, but also recognizing and acknowledging that the rough and the bumpy parts is when learning occurs. So it can't be too smooth, or else we don't learn some of those lessons, right? And so failure is part of that. Trying something that doesn't work out as you had hoped, gosh, that's a really great place to be. I know that sounds silly, but it's a great place to be because you've tried something new and maybe learned more about yourself, the community, your relationships with other people. That's when we learn, right? There's got to be a little bit of struggle there. And through that struggle is where we get clarity on where we want to be or need to be. And that doesn't come from things being easy or success. You guys know I love quotes. I got to throw one in there. It's a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. And if you look around at, you know, some of the skilled sailors in your life, they probably have come through something. And those somethings are what make us more rich and more robust, more colorful. And that's a really cool thing. And only comes from failure and struggle. And failure and struggle at one moment does not mean that's where you will be in the future, right? So where we were is not where we are. And where we are is not where we'll be. So I hope that it's helpful to hear that things are not easy and have not always been smooth, and that there are things I've tried that haven't gone well, and I don't let it stop me. You got to keep moving on, right? That committed action towards your values. And sometimes, right, so the committed action, so the value of high-quality education for individuals with ASD and related disabilities in my community, that is a value. I moved towards that by creating the school. Didn't work. That's an opportunity to move towards it again in a different way, because I'm also showing, I'm modeling and talking about, I didn't give up. We kept doing different things to continue to provide that education and that support just in a different way. So I actually had the opportunity to move towards that value by opening the school. And then when that didn't work, I got to move towards the value by saying, this isn't going to stop me, and became even more committed to those behaviors. So I hope that this is helpful and a reminder to not let those setbacks, those failures feel permanent. Failure is not permanent. It's temporary. It's a setback. And everybody loves a comeback story. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day and enjoy the time engaging in behaviors that are helping you move towards those values, whatever they might be for you. Thanks, guys.